everybody, to another episode of Yeah, I Said It. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and right next to me is this suave motherfucker here.
Kamal Altash.
And yeah, what's going on, buddy?
A whole lot, just recording a podcast.
Well, no shit, what have you been up to, man? Anything? I mean, we didn't do one last week.
I've kind of been on autopilot, been just doing the work thing.
Well,
I've been doing a lot of gaming. Awful lot of gaming, so...
Yeah, we've been hitting that Borderlands 2 pretty fucking hard. Yes. We fucked up those robots last night on that rescuing fucking...
It was disgusting. We had it down to a science.
Yeah, this guy's a siren. He lifts them up and shit, and I can pop them while he's shooting them, too.
Yeah, we're staying a safe distance away with sniper rifles and...
Yeah, I had, like...
Using our special abilities to their best.
Fuck yeah. I had that corrosion sniper, dude. That shit was... You had electric, I had corrosion. Those fuckers, dude, that was a combo, man. That was a combo and a half.
Seriously, they're getting corrosion damage with electrical damage. They're already mechs.
If you shot them in the red eye, it got a critical every time, and
yeah,
I was popping them in the eye.
Right,
dude, yeah.
Awesome. We were too busy to discuss our tactics when we were actually doing this. This was just like...
You lose yourself in the fun. You lose yourself in the fun.
They're just falling everywhere.
So anyway, yeah.
Excellent.
fantastic game. Hey, Gearbox, we love it, man.
Seriously.
Fucking great job.
Very well done.
Very well indeed, yeah. And the humor is... You know, the guys from Gearbox, man... must have, like, a huge fucking fetish for the Road Warrior. Do they not? Because is there not a midget riding a fucking giant guy?
I would be the least bit surprised if they had, like, casual Fridays where they'd come in...
Dude,
basically dressed as Road Warriors.
I think I'd have to clean up my shorts if, like, in that game somewhere we see Mel Gibson, like, riding around and shit. Twisting his nipples like in South Park.
It hurts.
So speaking of awesome, okay, here's something that's not fucking awesome. So they're remaking RoboCop, they're rebooting it, and
yeah.
I would
apologize, but it's not my place.
You know, and I'm like, when I first saw it, the pictures of what RoboCop looked like I thought it was Michael Bay's fucking retard ass. You know, because he did so well with the Transformers. I fucking love that guy, Michael Bay.
I liked all the action. There was a lot of action, Mr. Bay, but...
Yeah, but that's all. It had no substance. Remember Pearl Harbor? How shitty was that movie?
I can't speak about that one. I actually haven't seen it.
Well, you're not missing much. You're not missing much. But, you know, he screwed up the Ninja Turtles, and in a way I'm glad, because if Michael Bay was directing the new Ninja Turtles movie, I wouldn't have fucking saw it. And apparently, I didn't feel alone in that, because the fucking internet lit up about that shit, because he wanted to make the fucking turtles like they were created from fucking aliens.
And I'm glad that we've actually got the internet so that enough people can actually yell at him.
Yeah.
To get him to stop. You gotta stop the monster.
Yeah.
Gotta nip that at the bud.
Well, you know, how are you gonna take the turtles, okay? Because through every incarnation, their origin story has never changed, okay? And I'm a big Ninja Turtles fan. I grew up with it, you grew up with it, we had the toys, we watched the cartoons, we watched the movies. You know, I have a really cool story about the movie with my dad. And
Touché.
Did I ever tell you?
No.
Okay.
Touché.
Well, we're gonna go back in time. We're gonna go all way back in shit. Fucking.
Ooh, I can't wait.
First grade, dude. First grade. Yeah. My dad tells the school that I have to go to a dentist appointment, and all I know is I'm going to a dentist appointment.
All
right. Okay. Dad shows up to get me out, you know, whatever, and we get in the car. We get in this, hop up in his truck. And there across the seat were Master Splinter, Bebop and Rocksteady, April O'Neil, all four turtles, in the box, waiting for me in the seat. This was one time my dad, like, really fucking brought it home in a righteous way. He doesn't get many opportunities to do so, but this is one where he, you know, when I was a kid, though, he really did. Like, nowadays, he's just bitter, but when I was a kid, man... That was fucking cool. And I hop in, and he's like, hey, what? Surprise, you know, and shit. I'm like, oh my god, I'm going like that kid that, like, got the Nintendo at Christmas that freaked out on the internet. You saw that one?
No.
You never saw the kid go, oh my god, oh my god. He got the Nintendo 64?
Yeah, it was about... Are you sure it was a Nintendo
64?
Yeah, 64. No,
64.
64?
Yep.
Yeah, I actually had a moment close to that. I can't lie to you. I ran...
Who doesn't?
I ran to the box on the shelf.
I don't think...
And I held it so close to me, and I smelled it. It smelled delicious and new.
I don't think anybody doesn't.
I was
so
stoked as a kid, man.
I'm not ashamed of going nuts. It
actually
gets better.
I'm sorry. I was a middle schooler.
Oh, yeah, shit. Well, you
no, fucking... No, high school.
No, yeah.
No, middle school.
Well, so he, right.
64.
What, 64?
Yeah.
We, fuck, when did 64 come out?
No, that was high school.
No.
Wasn't it?
No, it was 8th grade.
That was middle. Into...
Because PlayStation 1 was still out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, so we get... PlayStation. So I get into the truck, and I was like... He's like, we're not going to the dentist. And I was like, where are we going? You know, like all excited. I've already got like every fucking Ninja Turtle you could have at that moment. I've already got them all sitting in my lap, you know.
We're
like,
going home so I can play with my new action figures, right?
No.
Right?
Even better, we're going to the Rekiver Riverwalk movie theater and we're watching Turtles.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
he brought it home.
Overload, man.
He brought
happy
it home.
Overload.
I fucking, if I could have nutted myself back then, I probably would have nutted myself. I'd have been like.
I'm about to nut myself, man.
I'd be like,
thinking about that. Like,
Dad.
Oh, yeah, tell me more about the Ninja Turtles.
Dad.
Which ones did I get? Yeah. That's like all of them. Oh, my God.
Like, I went back to school like Cartman the next day and was like, nah, 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 nah. I didn't go to dance. I got Ninja Turtles.
You call your buddy over, you're like, hey, have you got your own Ninja Turtles? No. Oh, that's
sad to be you, Cap. You know,
like, I got him.
I never brought them to school because I didn't want to get my ass kicked and have my Ninja Turtles jacked because nobody had them yet, man.
And they would. Those kids would. They would have at my school. I've seen it happen. It was ugly.
I went to private school back then and they would still do it.
You did this shit in private school?
Man, private school was fucking worse than public school, man.
Is it like Hogwarts?
Some parts. The tunnels out in the playground were like Hogwarts. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was really? there was a few getting nakedusses over there. Getting nakedus. Like, dude.
My favorite spell.
Well, because we were so, you know, you're so repressed when you're at a Christian school, man. And, like, the kids, kids start acting out at an early age because they're very sheltered. So, like, you know, nobody was talking to us about nothing. We didn't have cool kids from the public school we hung out with. So, like, we were very immature, but also we were, like, sexually irresponsible. for the age that we were, like, we, you know, they girls would get naked in the tunnels and shit, and we'd have like, we'd play doctor and whatnot. I mean, it never got like to where we got caught, because basically the kids would put a girl and a guy or whatever would block the holes.
Can't blow up the spot, bro.
No, man. It was like the spot and shit. But hey, oh shit, man, we got way to fuck off of where we were at.
Yeah,
okay, so back to fucking RoboCop. This fucking travesty of a film. I sent you the picture. You tell me in your words exactly what you said when you saw that picture. First thing,
it looks like Batman.
It looks like fucking Batman, dude. You know, it's not even. There's no part of it that looks metal. It looks like a fucking dude wearing a Michelin tire that they cut up and formed into body armor, and it's all black. It looks like the Batman suit,
minus the cape, of course.
Well, minus the cape. You know, it's laughable. And the thing I love...
Well, no, hold on. It's not laughable. It's still a cool-looking costume.
But not for RoboCop.
The last thing I thought when I looked at that, if I didn't even know it was supposed to be RoboCop, I would never have guessed.
No. He had
this
like a Judge Dredd helmet.
This does not in any way, shape, or form scream RoboCop to me.
Not even a little bit. And...
You think RoboCop, and you think, I don't know, brushed aluminum?
Well, you know, and I'm a huge fan. Yeah, exactly, of RoboCop, man. Let me put this in perspective for you. RoboCop came out in 87. I was like, what? If I was born in 82, I was 7 years something. If I was five, I saw it in like 89. Okay, so that's not much better. And for a kid that age to see that kind of a fucking movie, man, that was a mindfuck movie. Like, in the beginning.
Yeah, when he got shot up.
Oh, man.
I was like, I can't believe I'm watching this right now.
I know.
I can't believe I'm watching this. I turned around to my present company at the time when I watched that movie, and I was like, are you watching the same thing I'm watching? I ain't never seen nothing like that. Dude, in my life, in that dude got lit. Oh,
dude, the future sucks in Detroit in movies and in real life. Because in that movie in the future, they were driving Ford Tauruses painted matte black. And if you remember an 80-something Ford Taurus, you were not fucking driving a good car. It was garbage. That's why they busted them up in the movie and they didn't care.
What was it, the
200 SUX? No, that was different. That was some other kind of car, but the cop cars were all the Tauruses. Yeah, it was a 2400 SUX. This sucks.
It took me a little while when I first saw it.
Well, when I was a kid, I didn't get all the double entendres about dirty stuff, and I didn't get a lot of it. But remember, when you see it older, and you're like, I'll buy that for a dollar. And the girls are like, he's got the girls, and he's grabbing her tits and shit. And it was hokey, but it was good.
I tell you what, all that was to me was like a movie version of Smash TV. A game that I absolutely loved around the time that came out.
But like,
so I was like, oh, that's from Smash TV. That's a Smash TV movie. I want to watch it. It's actually RoboCop. It's not the Smash.
What I liked about RoboCop, though, man, and this is what gets me about this new one the most, is RoboCop looked like he was built in Detroit. Like, the fucking auto industry was like, they teamed up together and were like, yo, we're going to make some badass shit. Just gonna fucking solve this crime problem so we can keep making more cars.
Get back to it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And like, RoboCop felt Detroit. You know, the way he looked, they filmed it in Detroit. Okay, so not only does RoboCop look fucking retarded in this one, and not like RoboCop at all, but they're filming it in Toronto.
Yeah, the scenery was beautiful in the picture.
Yeah,
great architecture, but I'm not thinking.
Toronto, like, good on you, but you don't look like fucking Detroit.
No,
I don't think there's a bad part of Toronto. Canadians, like, there's everything. Like, neighborhoods look like
Canadian.
Yeah, like Candyland and shit. Like, you'd walk over there, and neighbors would all be smiling and handing each other pies and shit. Canadians are nice, man. You can't even get mad at them.
Oh, what a gorgeous day it is here.
Yeah,
have a pie. It's on me.
So they're filming it in Canada. Okay.
I so wanted to say A. Just
yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. I refrained.
What's this all about? So, I wonder what Canadian porn's like. You think it's like a guy comes in as a Mountie and shit, and he's like, "Hey, I've been out here all day, you know, keeping you guys safe and stuff, you know, and
I even wrestled a couple birds."
I wrestled a few birds and the birds. How did he go from being Canadian to from Chicago? The birds.
Dead kid.
Yeah. Hey, I'm having a heart attack over here. Are you gonna help him? Nah, he has a few of these a week. This is my 12th.
He's right on schedule.
Yeah, you know, he's banging his chest, man. Saturday Night Live was good then, man. There's been a lot of good Saturday Night Lives. This fucking new Saturday Night Live.
They've got it on Netflix. I went to watch it, the best of the 2010s. Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you, I did not laugh once, and I was very upset about that. I didn't even finish a full episode. Wow. I tried to give it a shot, and I couldn't get into it, man. The old Saturday Night Live is where it's at.
And yeah, it is, man. Like, have you ever watched, like, the best of Will Ferrell or the best of, what's his name? The guy that did The Ladies' Man, Tim Meadows? Yeah. The Ladies' Man was great, man. Hey, what's happening? Hey, sweet thing, would you like me to buy you a fifth sandwich? I got some Cavassier cognac right here. Yo, man, he was fucking, I love that sketch, man. I do. I miss that. That was good shit. So,
The Christopher Walken. Dana Carvey.
Oh, I know. Christopher Walken. The best of Christopher Walken is hilarious, too.
The Continental.
Oh, the Continental. Be like, no, stay. Have some champagne.
He goes to light his cigar in that back room. He's like, he exposes himself watching her in the back room.
Yeah. Yes, the mailman delivered your mail to my mailbox again. Funny how that happens. You know? She's like backing up out of the door. He's like, no, no, please, please. Stay. Some champagne. And he's trying to work him from every angle, and eventually they just fucking haul ass out the door.
But he doesn't let him go easily. He's got to stand in front of
him. No, he stops him a couple times. So I'm gonna take you on another trip. Another trip. Here we go.
Where are we going? Billy, 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 Billy,
Billy, Billy. Freshman year, high school. Okay.
So. Oh! I remember this time. I'm gonna raise my hand. I'm gonna buzz in.
What?
It's the first question.
Okay.
What's the first question?
What's the first question? Okay, here we go. What did we find in a cabinet oh so plain?
Oh. A stash?
What kind of stash?
A Porto stash.
Yeah. From Kamal's dad.
Oh, I hope he's not listening to this.
Yeah, he's not.
At any rate, he'd be probably nodding his head. He'd probably laugh. That.
He's like, they don't know, but I saw them. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's one in particular of the collection that stood out to both of us.
You know.
I don't remember what the title of it was, but there was a scene where a woman with very large breasts was wearing a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Save the whales. And
the shirt was so tight.
The letters were, yeah. I can't not express to you just how tiny this shirt was on her.
Yeah, like ridiculous. It must have been a kid's fucking medium.
So the words "save the whales" were like stretched from one nipple to the other. I don't know.
I know. I was thinking conservation.
Who was doing costuming for this piece? But let me tell you,
classic. And those short bicycle shorts. You know, with the stripes from the '70s.
Dude,
you know, I got a fetish for the older porn. I really dig it, man. It's got something that today's porn just lacks.
It worked. Yeah. I watch it. I'm like, hell yeah.
They seemed way more into it back then. Maybe it was just the times, or
it definitely seemed like an exciting time for porn.
It was great.
For
you had
life,
the greats,
if you were
man.
In the industry.
You know who I'd like to meet? Because I hear, you know, from everybody, and I've watched him on TV and different things, and they say he's one fucking cool-ass dude. Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy,
cool,
if you're listening, if you ever hear this fucking podcast, dude, yo, seriously, dude, you need to get a hold of this guy. Check out Yeah, I Said It on Facebook, because I would love to interview you for this podcast. Swear to God, get on that.
Yes, we've been looking forward to...
Dude, I would love to chat with that
interviewing
guy.
Interviewing people.
Yeah, I want to chat with some people,
something
man.
We definitely want to do on this show.
Yeah.
Definitely, we'll keep you posted if we find anybody.
We're definitely going to do that, man. I want to get some guests in. Like, some people that are like, you know... Like Kevin Smith had Adam West on Fat
really?
Man on Batman. Yeah, and he's going to have him on a more in-depth one. And I can't wait for that because, dude, Adam West is like... If I could meet Adam West, dude, I think that would be badass. I would love to get, like, a really nice picture of him and Burt Ward. You know, I don't know. Is Burt Ward dead? I don't think Burt Ward's dead.
I have no idea.
No, in fact, no, he's not. I think because Kevin Smith's going to have him on, too, as well as Julie Newmar on Fat Man on Batman. Which, if you haven't listened to it, you should really check it out, dude. I love it. If you like comic books, he did, like I said, he did the one with Mark Hamill. He did the one with, who the fuck? Mark Hamill... Oh, and Kevin Conroy, the guy that did Batman in the animated series and stuff, who was a really interesting, trained at Juilliard. Didn't know that about him. Anyway, it was really cool. But cool. I've been... Yeah. I know I just went off on a whole, I'm going to blow Kevin Smith free, I mean, like, on our own podcast. But it's like, no, but I mean, it was good. It was really good.
Go ahead.
I'm not trying to, like, you know, ride his jock or nothing. I mean, but if you ask me to, I probably will. I don't know. Like... He has nice. I'll be like, yeah, all right, good. But I really like his shows. I mean, it's the reason why I wanted to do a podcast. Of course, you know, I feel bad. I'm like, I'm giving him a plug, but Fuck you, man.
You're really starting to piss me off, you know.
Oh, no, it's a Joker. It's a Joker.
Hello, bats.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, yeah. The only. Well, no, there's a lot of Jokers.
I've been working on, like, doing, like, a kind of a Mark Hamill Joker, because I would love to do some, I would love to do voice acting, man. I'd love to do it. Like, I started reading lines from you know, Arkham Asylum, where it's like, where he was, what was it? What are you like, Batman! These are my best men! I won't stop until you're dead. Well, they are. You know, like, I love the Joker, man. He's one of my favorite characters. Like, out of all the Batman villains, it goes Joker and then Mr. Freeze. I really like Mr. Freeze. Third would be the Riddler. But, man, that Mr. Freeze from the first animated series was fucking awesome.
I can't lie. Most of what I know of Batman is actually from that animated series. I watch the movies, but I never actually read the comic books.
Yeah. Well, I've been into Batman for a long time, and these movies were really good, but I still love Michael Keaton. I think, to me, Michael Keaton is my Batman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was my Batman. That was 1989, man. I saw that shit at a drive-in theater. And I was fucking, like, that had me. I was, like, the biggest Batman fan ever. Because it was dark and it was different. And Tim Burton, this is, you know, that was, you know, before he really got the push and started doing, like, stuff like The Nightmare Before Christmas. But you can see the influences in The Nightmare Before Christmas from Batman and the curvature of things and the way he did things.
That's a Tim Burton thing.
You know, I really enjoyed that, man. I thought it was really fucking good. Shit, man, we got off that shit about the porno again. Cabinet. God damn.
Once again, yeah. I knew there was something I had to finish.
I'm sitting here going, I'm like, what the fuck?
Remember
I'm like,
it.
Yeah, damn it.
I don't want to cut this guy off and be rude.
Yeah. Hey, kids.
I don't like doing that. I'm sorry. Although I do it very often. Very often. Look, before you keep talking, I already know what page you're on.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay, so this woman with the Save the Whales t-shirt comes a knocking on this guy's door, and he opens the door.
I wish she would, too. That shit was hot.
Yeah, dude, great setup in those porns, let me tell you.
She looked like Skater Girl with way bigger tits, like from Boogie Nights. Like, she was Heather Graham, but, like, with poopier blonde hair and big, giant fucking knocks.
Yeah,
I know. He's like, yeah, I'll donate, and then the fucking music kicks in.
Well, okay, you cut me out. Now, that was her thing. That's what she was doing. She was knocking on everybody's door, going door to door, explaining the crisis with the whales. That their population is dwindling, yada yada, whatever. Nobody cares. They're staring at your shirt. What you're hoping is getting the message across, but apparently she had a whole other message in store for this guy today. So
he knew what time it was.
He invites her in. He's like, "Here, have a seat. Get comfortable. I'm very concerned about the whales. It's terrible. I want to hear all about it. You know, this is gonna be it's gonna be a while."
He's got a crisis.
"Would you like a drink?" He goes and gets her
pants.
A drink. He puts the drinks down on the table. They don't even sip from. And he's like, so tell me about the whales. And she's like, "Well, the whale population is dwindling and blah, 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 blah." So he, skip a few. He's like dragging his finger from one nipple to the other, reading
save
her shirt,
save the whales.
And her boobs are so big that instead of like shifting them to the from side to side, like his finger is just like caving in.
Oh,
and
yeah, he's
dragging
crushing.
Across like very lightly baked
and then,
bread.
And then he's like, and then he does that little curly cue like around the nipple, and he like gives it the whole round the world. And he's like, and then he taps it. Whales.
Whales.
That brings me to a joke that this old guy told me at work today, and I thought it was actually pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, what do you say?
He goes, a lady comes into the church topless.
And that's the end of the joke.
No. He's like, and the priest comes over and he says, ma'am, you can't be in here like that. He's like, you got to put some clothes on. She's like, I've got a divine right. And he's like, you got a divine left too, but you don't have a head on. Y'all laughed for 10 minutes. I thought that was pretty good.
Who said this?
This old guy at work, he always comes with these corny... Yeah, he comes with these corny jokes and stuff, but sometimes they're actually pretty good. Most of the times...
That's a damn good joke.
Yeah, right? Fucking A.
Okay, so they get down to business, right? After he reads the shirt, Save the Whales. And we had to watch it a few times. Like, we would rewind to watch him drag his finger across, because it was just the funniest thing in the world. We're young, we're kids, laughing our asses off. Like, you don't ever see people do that.
No.
In regular day-to-day events.
It was great fucking porn, though.
It was awesome porn.
I mean, and they were into it.
They enjoyed it. I did not pick up on any faking or any of that.
Nah, man. It, like,
they
people
were into
back
it,
then. I mean, it might have been all the blow, but they really seemed like they were into it. And you know
what?
That
makes people very enthusiastic.
I didn't mind the bush either, like, because at the time...
No, not at all.
At the time, it was very well coiffed and taken care of. It wasn't, like, all over the fucking place. It was tasteful. Well, fuck. Holy shit. Well, fucking A. I think, God damn it, man. I think that's going to about wrap it up for this week. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm Kamal Altash.
See you guys later.